Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want Him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my Son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours. Thank you.
You can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number three. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right, bottom of this hour, Wayne Allen Root joins me. We'll talk about the Patriot boycott. But joining me now is so excited to be back with her on the radio and on the TV, my dear friend T. Rose Mandelberg, Newsbusters and CensorTrack.org. T. Rose, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. I'm so happy to be here and talk about so many different things with you. Just your viewers or your listeners, whoever they're, enjoying your content, are always entertained regardless of what's going on. So much chaos in this world.
I'm looking up a story here. There it is. There we go. All right. So now let me throw this out. So this just happened. I don't know if you picked this up yet or not. It's up on the Daily Caller now. June 6, 2023. Now, folks, this is in America. This is not in, Canada, right? I mean, T-Rose, you and I both know, we've talked about, Canada has major issues with Christianity, but this is here in America, in Reading, Pennsylvania. Kind of funny. Reading is one of those things on the Monopoly board. That's how you would know about it. Reading Railroad is on the Monopoly board. That's it. Reading Railroad is in PA. So Reading, Pennsylvania, police arrested a man as he tried to read a Bible verse during a public pride event. Damon Atkins was attempting to read 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the meetings of God's holy people. And the officer said, let them have their day. They respect what they're doing. Well, if we showed up to do a parade to celebrate that marriage is between a man and a woman, folks, I guarantee that there would be trans activists and sodomite activists there, and they wouldn't just stand on the sidewalk. They would be throwing things. They would be trying to block the road. If they heard where it was going to be, they'd be standing across the road trying to block the road. And do you think the police would arrest them?
No. Nope. I don't think so, Pastor Greg. We're seeing time and time again the unfairness, and especially during this Pride Month. You know, just the other day, actually, I wrote a piece. This isn't related to Pride Month, but it's about the fact that Christian values or pro-America values, those are the ones that are now getting squashed. Whereas, especially during Pride Month, the other sort of values, these indoctrinational, they get to be promoted through anything. I saw a piece where some children were singing the national anthem as requested by Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, at the Capitol, and they were abruptly stopped during one of the verses. And, you know, the Capitol Police kind of initiated the halt. However, at the end of the day, they said, well, we didn't know that it was approved, blah, blah, blah. But between you and me, similar to what you were just talking about with this man arrested in Reading, Pennsylvania, you know, if those children were singing a song about, I am gay, pro-LGBTQ, blah, 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 I would be very surprised if anybody were to step in and say, oh, we don't want that happening in our Capitol. You know, regardless of what the rules are and their policies in the Capitol, I think that it's just become so commonplace to allow these left-leaning types of people to just get away with anything. And whereas, you know, a Christian or conservative does something not even bad, you know, is praying, is trying to read a Bible, and they're the ones that are the villains. It doesn't make any sense.
So here's a video and audio of this situation. The gentleman that is being harassed, that ends up being arrested, is standing on the sidewalk. The officer is standing in the street. Now the officer, you know, well, you're gonna hear this in just a second, but I just wanted to give you, just for those that are gonna listen to this, so he's on the sidewalk, the officer's in the street, they're lined up to have one of their sodomite pride parades. There are others that are there, by the way. He's not the only individual there. But listen to the exchange. We'll see how this plays out. And it is buffering. Of course it's buffering. Why wouldn't it be? Hello? All right, we're going to try to watch it on Twitter. All right, hang on. Let's do it like that.
I'm respecting it. Let them have their event. You know who's cheering for us? The people that are in hell. So you do you, and I'm going to do me. This is public property. Yo. God is not
God is hungry, brother. So what just happened is the officer's confronting him. He's standing on public property, T-Rose, on the sidewalk, and the officer's harassing him. And he's like, listen, I'm on public property. I have a right to be here. I'm not interfering. I'm standing here. I'm holding a sign about, you know, and it wasn't even anything. He wasn't saying, oh, you're a sinner, you're da-da-da-da-da. None of that. It just is, you know what, Jesus loves you, and he, you know, he cares about what you're doing, whatever. So he's standing there, and he says, look, you know, you go do what you need to do. I have a right to be here. It's a public property. I'm going to do what I believe God's called me to do. And he starts to read a scripture. And the irony in my opinion of this whole situation is the scripture that he chose to read. And the scripture that he chose to read is one that says that God is a God of peace. That was what he was going to read. That was where he was headed with the scripture that he chose. But instead of being allowed to do that, let me see. I'm trying to find. I don't know where in the world did that scripture that I had. I just looked it up. It should be at the very end of what we're doing here. But no, it's decided not to be where I had it. Okay, let's see. Maybe it's because, here we go. Okay, so it was 1 Corinthians 14:33. And 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, "For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the meetings of God's holy people." That's the scripture he was starting to read. He said, here's what he said, and you might have heard this on the recording. He said, "For God is," and the officer immediately rushed him and said, "That's it, you're out of here." And he grabs him, and we didn't really, I didn't finish showing you all that, but he grabs him, and so he's throwing handcuffs on him. He asks if he can take his backpack off. The officer says no. He puts handcuffs on him. Now he's handcuffing both of his hands. The people across the street are cheering because he's being arrested.
I cannot believe it.
Okay, now watch. Now he throws him over here. He rips him. He makes him stumble, and then he pushes him up against the wall. It is absolutely, in my opinion, it there's no excuse.
No, there's not. It's disgusting, Pastor Gray. I mean, we saw that recently too, in the last couple of months. It was somewhere in the UK, but it's happening here too. A woman was just peacefully praying outside, silently praying in her thoughts about, I don't know. It was a personal prayer, right? But she was outside of a like a abortion facility. She was praying outside of it, you know, likely asking for God to protect the babies that were getting aborted inside. And she was arrested. And then, you know, we saw it with Mark Houck, who I don't want to say almost 2 years ago now, who was essentially just outside of a Planned Parenthood and protected his own son from getting assaulted by a crazy pro-abortionist. And who was the one that got in trouble? Mark Houck, for protecting his child. So it's just the hypocrisy it's so obvious.
And by the way, it should be noted that Mark Houck, that the individual that Mark Houck defended his child against got in the way and said, "Hey, you know, get away from my kid." And he warned him. I mean, several times he asked him, "Please stop getting, you know, being aggressive and getting in my kid's face. Please stop."
Yeah.
And he wouldn't. And so Mark Houck got between them, and that's when they had the altercation.
Mm-hmm.
The authorities locally, to their credit, said, I looked at the video and said, no, there are no charges here. And they didn't pursue any charges.
Yeah.
Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice, in their crusade of, you know, face and pushing their agenda of baby killing, decided that, oh, yeah, Mark Houck, he's a bad guy. He's a criminal. So bad, in fact, that they needed a dozen armed, fully dressed out in military regalia to knock on his door and push into his house and arrest him in front of his kids.
Right.
I also want to, good grief, I also want to hit on the article you guys have about Happy Pride, fanny slapping, dildo passing, and everything in between.
Yeah.
This is absolutely wow.
It truly is, Pastor Greg. Some of you may know I've been out on a little vacation in Europe, and I came back, and it was full-fledged Pride Month, and I knew this was going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
But this year in particular, it's quite, I say it's surprising what people are doing, but then also, like we were just talking about, our government and our administration, they are, and you know, the media especially, they're allowing this type of behavior, and not only allowing it, but they're encouraging it, right? They're giving it a platform. They're saying, oh, look how inclusive these pride parades are. Look at all the sweet kids being so happy. I mean, of course a kid's going to be happy if it's a baby that doesn't understand music, you know, what someone's saying. If they hear a bee, of course they'll be jumping around. They don't know that the man is talking about anal sex or dildos or anything like that. They have no idea. They're babies. But that's you know, that's what the behavior that's being encouraged. So, you know, this headline is quite shocking, but also completely accurate of what is considered normal with these groups of people. Not for me, but for them, for sure.
Well, you know, one of the things that's written in here, a family-friendly event in Arizona, a rapper talked about anal sex, how to turn straight men gay, about riding another man like a bench. Children as young as infants were in attendance, but as your writer writes, for some reason, Child Protective Services wasn't. At another one, you've got a family-friendly event, this time across the nation in Boston. One booth passed out crackers, chips, and dildos. Yes, you read that right, is what the writer says. Crackers, chips, and dildos. At another event, two men were spotted riding in the tail of a truck. One of the men was wearing a thong while the second man needed to choke him with a whip and spank his behind. I mean, these are the kinds of things that are happening. And we've been, you know, Peter LaBarbera and I have been talking about this for years. I brought this up 10, 11 years ago. And, of course, nobody wants to talk about it, T-Rose. Nobody wants to just call these people out. But this kind of stuff has been going on at these pride parades for years, for years.
Yep.
And they're just more brazen now, and now they call it family-friendly.
Yeah, they're just – I say this in the later part of my episode yesterday. I said, you know, people need to wake up, and they need – this has been happening. And if you haven't noticed it, literally just open your eyes, because it's become so obvious, and they're painting themselves as a group of love and inclusion and acceptance, and then they're showing themselves in these ways. And this is legitimate grooming, you know, inviting children to these spaces. I personally don't think that they should have adults or anybody in these spaces, nor should they be doing these kinds of heinous acts. But the fact that they're not only inviting but encouraging kids to come, or parents to bring their kids, it truly feels like we're reading some book about like a dystopian universe that, you know, you sit in your classroom in middle school and you're reading it and you're like, this is so crazy. This is barbaric. I could never imagine a society that does these things. But like you were saying, this has been going on, and it's now become, not that it's becoming exposed on the media in the sense that people are waking up to try to stop it or change things from happening like this, but right. He is embracing it and encouraging it and painting it as something that should be celebrated. And that's what's honestly the most disheartening.
Well, that's the thing that's the thing that we should be most concerned about. We've only got about a minute and a half left, but I, you know, we're on this topic because it's a very critical thing. Now, there are some other things that are going on that are also not being covered, the entire situation of the FBI and Christopher Wray.
Yeah. Right.
Again, there, you know, very light coverage when you consider the severity and the seriousness of the topic, and the topic is that you have a former vice president of the United States, and the FBI has in its possession a document and a whistleblower, a witness, indicating that he has been involved in receiving bribes and giving political favor to foreign entities that are enemies of the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And I just don't understand how people are not acknowledging how biased these people are acting. I mean, we saw it with, again, back to abortion, like how many, all of these pro-lifers getting arrested, but then how many of the vandals and attackers of Jane's Revenge were arrested after firebombing pregnancy centers, you know?
100%. Yep. 100%. It's really, really something. Wow. I don't know. It just blows your mind. MRC, be sure and check out newsbusters.com. Newsbusters.com. You can find these articles there. And if you have been censored in any way, we really encourage you to reach out to censortrack.org. How many stories now?
Oh gosh, probably around 5,000, I think.
Yeah, and I know that number is small compared to all of you out there. So please, share your censored story with censortrack.org. They will call, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or Vimeo or whoever it is. They will call them. They will call them out, and they will present the evidence, and they'll say, "Give us a statement. Tell us why. Yeah. Tell us what you're doing." They are very proactive, and I love it. So I appreciate what y'all do.
Thanks, Pastor Greg.
You bet. You bet. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Wayne Allen Root joins me on the other side. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very, very pleased to have my next guest with me. He is the host of his own program, Raw and Unfiltered. And you can get him. My goodness, he is everywhere. He is on USA Radio. He is on Odyssey, Brighteon, Renegade Talk Radio, 670 AM in Vegas. He's on Lindell TV, Real America's Voice. He's on Rumble. And he's written a brand new book that we're going to be talking about the boycott. I want to welcome Mr. MAGA himself, Wayne Allen Root. Wayne, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
Hey, Pastor Greg, how are you?
I am good, man. I am good. It's great to be with you.
And I screwed up. My mea culpa. I thought this was audio only, so it's very early here in Las Vegas. I actually had a late night. I had a speech last night, then went to a late night dinner. As you know, in Vegas, you know, the rest of the world, restaurants close up probably at 8 o'clock at night, but in Vegas, they're open till midnight. I got home at midnight, went to bed at 2 in the morning, and got up for a 6 a.m. radio interview, and now your radio interview an hour later. It's early here, so I didn't know this was video, so I'm here only on audio. I did not get dressed up for you. We'll correct that next time. I'll be back in a nice suit for you, looking spiffy next time. This one will have to be just voice only for Wayne Allen Root. Sorry.
Well, no worries at all. I have your nice suit picture with your red tie and a white shirt and a great coat and your fist raised, and then a picture of you and the president in the background. So,
well, that's good. Those are two good pictures.
Yep,
I like it.
Yep. So
I'm always fighting. Always fist. I've always got my fist ready to fight, baby. Because this is a war. This is a spiritual war.
Oh,
and
man.
By the way, you know what I say all the time now? You'll love this. I say, look, I'm not a Christian preacher. You are, by the way. I'm not. Yet I have come to believe this battle we're waging is demonic. The people that we're fighting are demonic. They're Satanists. Satan is in control. And as Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, said just a couple weeks ago, and I've been saying it on radio and TV for a year now, all the demons in hell are roaming around the earth right now and around America right now trying to destroy us. It's very clear. This is not normal. This is not liberal against conservative, Republican against Democrat. This is pure evil and demonic fighting to destroy our country against
Agreed.
People that are good and patriotic.
No, I completely agree. And it is, man, it is a horrific battle that we are in. And we've got to change our methodology to some degree. And that's what you've done with this new book that you've written about the boycott is saying, okay, look, you know, we've got these woke corporations. Hey, man, did you see? I mean, I'm sure you did, but did you see what Chick-fil-A just did?
Yeah, you talking about the DEI, the
yeah.
diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yeah. And Chick-fil-A's been guilty of some strange things for a year now, by
yep.
the way. I remember
yes.
their CEO got on his hands and knees and started using a sponge to clean the feet of a black man and said, from now on, every white Christian should clean the feet of black men. Listen, the last guy in the world that's ever been racist is me. I grew up, you know, the only white Jewish kid, by the way, in a black town, a majority black town on the Bronx borderline in New York, went to an all black middle school, all black high school. And I don't see people as black or white.
Right.
But I also don't think that anyone who's white owes anything to anyone who's black. I don't see it as anyone who's white needs to get on their knees and scrub the feet of someone because of the color of their skin. I seem to remember Martin Luther King saying that when America really makes it, when we know it's doing things right, we're not going to notice the color of someone's skin. I think we've gone way the other way to total racism, anti-white racism. And the CEO of Chick-fil-A was participating in that a year ago when he said, you know, white people should get on their knees and clean the feet of black people. There is no black people. There are no white people. There's Americans. And that's the way we have to start thinking. It's not about black and white. It's we're all Americans. And this is the greatest nation in the history of the world ever blessed by God. And these corporate CEOs, Pastor Greg, are out of their minds. They've lost their minds or they're all brainwashed. And I think they're all I do believe it's a brainwashing. I think they've all been brainwashed by the left.
Well, it you know, I was talking at the top of the show with David Shostokas, our constitutional attorney. We were getting into some of the conversations about, you know, the threats that exist today as well. And those threats are, I mean, we're at a whole different level. Their warfare that they are using, the doxing that they use, going to these individuals' houses, you know, for Tucker Carlson to be sitting when he was with Fox at the studio on air and his wife and kids to have to lock themselves in the bathroom because there's people at their front porch pounding on the door. I mean, Wayne, this is an upside down world.
Yeah, well, listen, it started a long time ago. It started with Barack Obama. In my opinion, Obama Agreed. Was the beginning of the end, the downfall of America. He said he wanted to fundamentally change America. You got to take him at his word. And he meant it. And he's doing it now. I believe he's the president now giving the orders. I think Obama is the real president in his third term. And Joe Biden is just a puppet zombie with dementia who sits there in front and tries to read the script and read the prompter and does a really, really bad job of it. Can't even stand straight, let alone speak straight. But Obama's the real power that be. And Obama Agreed. Has been doing this for a long time. And don't ever forget, in 2010, that was 13 years ago, Obama sicked the IRS on me and tried to destroy my life. And I went through three and a half years of terrible IRS audits that were meant to destroy me. And every law firm I hired said, "This, you're on the president's enemies list." We didn't believe it. We now believe it. We've studied it. You are absolutely, this is all being done by the president of the United States and orchestrated by the president with the power to just destroy you. And they tried to wipe me off the face of the earth. So, you know, when Nixon tried to do that, they impeached him. But when Obama did it, nobody cared. People yawned. They didn't defend Wayne Allyn Root. And they let me, you know, die on the vine. And he tried to destroy my life. Well, and the media didn't care.
And Wayne, let me add to that, too, something else that I've been, you know, trying to educate my audience to understand. Barack Obama picked up all of the pieces. He was groomed. This is a guy that was groomed. If you read his book, you understand he had been being groomed since high school for this position, for this job. And everything he picked up had been being laid out for the past 50 years. All he did was pull triggers and pull levers and essentially let the avalanche begin. And then he's orchestrated. I agree with you. I think we made a tactical, or some people made a tactical error in believing that Obama was solely a puppet. I don't believe that. I believe Obama was trained
right.
So that he could be the maestro that pulled the triggers and pulled the levers.
Yeah, well, I mean, Biden is the puppet. I mean, now yes. Clearly you could see. I understand why people thought Obama was the puppet. And in many ways, Obama is the puppet, because I think Obama is calling the shots and he's the president in his third term, as I said moments ago.
Right.
But I also don't think he is the order giver. I think he's the order taker. He's just carrying out the orders of a one world government, of the United Nations, of the World Economic Forum, of George Soros, of Klaus Schwab, of Bill Gates, of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. I think they're giving the orders. I think Obama's job is to carry them out and to coordinate them in the United States. So in a way, even though he's the order giver and the guy in charge, not Biden, he's also an order taker himself. He is, in fact, a puppet of huge billionaire, you know, self-interested people who hate America and want to destroy America and bring America down. It's all part of the same, you know, Great Reset, Cloward Piven, one world government. And it all fits with Obama being a student at Columbia with me, graduating with me in 1983, yet he was never seen at Columbia by anyone. I mean, he was the ghost of Columbia. He really is a Manchurian candidate who was groomed by someone and planted, obviously, at Columbia. You know, maybe he was there for one class, for one day. Maybe he took one test. Maybe he took one photo, just enough to leave an imprint that he went there, but really was a ghost at Columbia, never seen, never befriended by anybody. He didn't have a single friend at Columbia. There isn't even a professor who remembers him. Right. I at the time, you know, the number one professor at Columbia was Henry Graff. Mm-hmm. Professor Henry Graff. I don't even know if he's alive anymore. But 10 years ago, I went to him and I said, on the record, remember, we're on the record. Anything you tell me, I'm going to talk about on my radio show. And at the time, he was the historian of Columbia. I think he was in his 80s. So he's probably gone by now.
Yeah.
But I said to Henry Graff, did you know Barack Obama? Because he says he went here and graduated here and he was a political science major. He would have had to take your class. And Professor Graff said, I have my doubts about Obama at Columbia. He was never in my class. You cannot graduate without taking my class. And I've looked through all the records. I have no memory of him, but I looked through the records to see if maybe he was in the class and he was just silent and sat in the back. Nobody by that name ever sat in any of my classes. So this is coming from the historian, the political historian of Columbia University and the number one professor and the head of the history department. And you couldn't graduate without going through his classes. Never saw Obama. I never saw Obama. None of my classmates ever saw Obama. So obviously he is some sort of a plant that was groomed to be who he is today and who he was as president.
Yep. There you go. Exactly. Exactly. Now, you mentioned something else in there that I think is a great segue into what you were, you know, into the book and into creating a parallel economy and going to companies that have, you know, like-mindedness, that have our belief system. You know, when you talk about, you know, that he was groomed for this and somebody else that's pulling strings, a lot of this, I mean, all of the pieces had been put in place. The Clintons worked very hard to put a lot of these pieces in place. And of course, they prepared it because they thought Hillary would be the one pulling the strings and pulling the triggers.
Right.
And you know, she was devastated by the fact that Obama became the guy. But this is why your book is so critically important, Wayne.
Well, it's two books in one, really, because I have to go back 2 years to explain it properly. 2 years ago, you know, I feel like I'm the godfather of everything that's happening with the woke corporations and conservatives canceling out, you know, the Targets and the Disneys and the Budweisers and Bud's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, and so many others, because they've all gone woke. They've all lost their minds. They're all trying to destroy everything we believe in. I was the first guy to realize that, you know, hey, I don't know if we could control elections. I mean, obviously, I want everybody to go out and vote. I want us all to get all our friends out and bring everyone to vote. Every Christian needs to vote Republican, conservative, MAGA, America first, or the country's lost. So I don't want to discourage one person from voting. But I don't know that we control voting anymore. I think it's all rigged. I think it's all stolen. What we can control for sure is our own spending with our own wallets and pocketbooks. And so I came up with this idea 2 years ago, and the book came out 18 months ago. It was called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Boycott, not boycott, boycott. And that book listed the 116 worst woke companies that I felt were enemies of conservatives, patriots, and Christians. And since that book came out, they have lost combined over 1 $1 trillion in market value. So I think I've led a war against these woke companies. It wasn't just me. It was all of you. It was Pastor Greg. It was all of us, all the people listening and watching. You've all done a great job. But I think I started the battle and led the battle. And now my new book that came out 2 months ago is called The Great Patriot Boycott Book. And it was just endorsed, by the way, 2 weeks ago by President Donald J. Trump. And if you allow me to give you his quote, it's a very short one. President Trump put out a tweet. He said, it's time to beat the radical left at their own game. Money does talk. Anheuser-Busch now understands that. Great new book by Wayne Allen Root. Buy your copy today, Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. So it was a really, I'm proud to and honored that I had a great endorsement from President Trump, who now gets it, who sees the light, who understands that we do have the power. We are the majority. We may be the silent majority. We should start being the loud majority. We control most of the consumer spending in America, we being conservatives, patriots, and Christians. And we should only vote with our pocketbooks and wallets on, you know, for the companies that believe in the same things as we do, and never give money to the Disneys and the Targets and the Bud Lights, Anheuser-Busch's of the world that seem to want to destroy us, that seem to be almost demonically possessed, maybe not even almost, that, you know, Target selling transgender and Satan-themed clothing and putting it at the front of the store and aiming at little kids and babies to wear this clothing is demonic. It's not, it's Satanist. It's not just evil, and it's not just liberal. It's not just communist or Marxist. It's actually satanic and demonic.
Yeah.
So I think there is a demonic versus God war going on in the world today, and I'm proud to be playing a little part in it with my two books, The Great Patriot Boycott Book and the new one, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, that lists 128 great companies that you can spend your money with that tend to be mostly conservative, patriotic, and in many cases Christian, instead of the bad guys. You could spend your money only with the good guys and defund the bad guys.
And we got a picture of that up on the screen right now. Order Wayne's new book. You can get it at his website, rootforamerica.com.
Ron, you know what, Pastor Greg? I tell people you can get it at Amazon.
Yep.
Amazon is one of those woke companies I don't like. But Amazon sells every conservative book in America. They've never edited me. They've never tried to cancel me. They've never banned me. I've got 16 books out. All of them are sold at Amazon. And I make their bestseller list. This book has been number one at Amazon in 20 categories for the whole 2 months it's been out. And meanwhile, at the New York Times, my book should be number one, and they refuse to put it on the bestseller list. So the New York Times is the evil bad guys. Amazon may be overall run by a real liberal, Jeff Bezos, but he lets conservatives sell conservative books, and he lets conservatives buy conservative books, and they deliver them in a day. So right. I say buy books at Amazon. Maybe don't buy anything else, but buy conservative books from Amazon, and you'll get it in one day. It's very efficient and very effective.
There you go. There you go. You can and you can go pick up the book today. Give me an idea. Some of the companies that you've identified in your book, and you say, yeah, let's go talk to these guys.
Well, obviously, you know, the no-brainers. You know, you could figure out the really good ones. As an example, the Trump Organization. I always want to support Donald Trump. So if you can buy a Trump product, if you could play golf, then play it at a Trump golf course if one is near you. If you could stay in a hotel, stay at a Trump hotel. If you're going to buy a condo and you have a lot of money, buy it at a Trump condo, just to always support Donald Trump, because he's the guy fighting the battle for all of us. And he's the guy taking all the arrows for all of us. If you're going to do tweets online, you know, then do them at Truth Social, not at Twitter, right? Or Facebook. Do them at Truth Social, Trump site. MyPillow with Mike Lindell is certainly a good one. They sell a lot of great bedding products, and Mike Lindell is a great American patriot and hero and Christian and fighting the good fight. Here's one you may not have heard of, greatpatriotstore.com, which sells every product that you might buy at a Costco or a Sam's Club or a Walmart or a Walgreens, all the household products you use at a huge discount. Made in America, everything's 20 to 30, 40% off. This is the way to beat inflation, but it's run by conservatives and patriots and Christians. And so you don't need Amazon. You don't need Costco. You don't need Walmart anymore. So that's another one. In-N-Out Burger, great conservative company.
Sure.
Hobby Lobby, mm-hmm. great conservative company. Mm-hmm. Rumble, great alternative to YouTube. The company that now puts my TV show on the air, Real America's Voice TV Network. Don't watch Fox anymore. Watch Real America's Voice. They are real patriotic conservative MAGA America First. Bass Pro Shops, to some extent, you know, I put in the book Chick-fil-A, but again, if I had to do it over again, I might leave them out. Chick-fil-A is now doing some really dumb things, but they were always, for the last, you know, 30 years, very conservative, patriotic, and Christian. Goya Foods has stuck their neck out and been very conservative. So you get it. Interstate Batteries, a great Christian company. So there's many of them out there to support. I found them all for you. You know, if you're going to watch sports, watch the UFC. Dana White is the owner and, mm-hmm. and you know, managing partner of UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship. And they're the only sports league in America that I think is very conservative and patriotic and pro-Trump.
The only one left. The only one
he
left.
He shows up at all their events, Trump, and he gets standing ovations, and the crowd chants, Trump, Trump, Trump. UFC, very patriotic. So I found all the good ones that you could spend your money with, and in some cases, maybe like Chick-fil-A, maybe they're wobbling a little bit, but they're still, you know, for the last 30 years, on balance, good compared to all the bad guys.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if we can put enough pressure on them to get them back. They've hired this DEI person to come in, and that's really a mess. And, of course, they turned their foundation over to a former Obama appointee, which is the reason why they dumped Salvation Army, and they picked up this Covenant House that actually supports trans. So it's bad, Wayne. It is really, really bad.
Well, people ask me why it's bad, and I want to give you the breakdown. You know, the guy who wrote the Great Patriot Boycott book and the Great Patriot Buycott book, the new one, you know, I think I've become an expert on why companies go woke. And I have a few reasons. Number one, all the CEOs are based in a New York or a Chicago or a San Francisco or a Los Angeles, mm-hmm. where they live in a bubble, Washington, D.C. They live in a bubble. Everyone around them is woke. Everyone around them is a communist, a globalist. They all hate America. They all think that white people are evil. So when you get around, everyone around you is the same, telling you these lies and telling you to be woke, or you are a bad guy, you are evil, and your kids at school hear, you know, daddy's evil if he runs a company and he doesn't go woke and he doesn't support transgender. So I think they live in a bubble. That's number one. Everyone around them is in this fake woke world. They don't know what the real world is like and what real Christians who go to church on a Sunday who have four kids think about the world. They don't know that. Number two, I think it's demonic. I think some of them have been brainwashed and gone to the evil side. And number three, here's the big one, BlackRock and companies like them. They force them by buying billions of dollars of shares in their company. They become the single biggest shareholder of many of the biggest companies on Wall Street. And they say, if you don't go woke, we will pull our money and your stock will dramatically go down. So are they going to listen to Wayne Root, who owns $1,000 of their stock or $10,000 of their stock or maybe $100,000 of their stock, $100,000? Or are they going to listen to a company that owns $100 billion of their stock? So nowadays, the individual investor doesn't matter anymore. Right. Only these institutional investors like BlackRock, who are forcing them to go left. And BlackRock is probably demonic. BlackRock is probably brainwashed by Satan and the Chinese Communist Party and Marxism. So, you know, you just got this same strain, Pastor Greg, running through all of this. It's all demonic. It's all satanic. Now, it's all extreme left radical.
Now, I want to give you some good news, Wayne, that you can take with you and maybe even, talk about it a little bit on your program. I was with my aunt the weekend before that. She lives out in California, which is where most of her kids are, all conservative, except that my cousin used to be on the other side, and her husband was a tech guy, and so they were at one point quite liberal. Over the course of the last year and a half, they have had an epiphany.
Good. It's great.
And they are like rabid conservatives now. And what spurred them was, is when they began to realize they had been lied to. And when that dawned on them, and I'm going to tell you, in the tech sector right now, a lot of these young tech mavericks that came in and were making money out there in Silicon Valley are beginning to wake up and say, wait a minute, you guys lied to us. And that we won't let pass. We will not let pass that you lied to us, that you deceived us. And they are going full bore, brother, towards on the conservative side of this. And
good.
They
well,
and
listen, you know what the media calls me, Pastor Greg? The media calls me at various times America's leading conspiracy theorist. You know what that means? And they call me extreme right. And I like to say that's because I am always right. I'm extremely right. And I'm a conspiracy theorist. Every one of my conspiracies has come true. Yeah. And the biggest conspiracy ever that they all should, that should be waking up everyone, like your cousins and like your relatives and like so many of our friends and relatives who are waking up. I think the biggest conspiracy that woke a lot of people up was the COVID vaccine.
Absolutely.
And I'm the biggest Trump fan in the world, but he's wrong on that one thing.
Agreed.
He's got it all wrong. The same people that stole his election and rigged his election and tell you it's a lie to talk about it are the same people who from day one said take the COVID vaccine and fooled President Trump about the COVID vaccine.
Agreed.
And so tell me one thing that was right about any advice they gave us. Number one, they said lockdown. We've now proven every study shows lockdowns were horrible, did not work. I said that from day one. Yep. They didn't stop one germ or one person from dying. But what they did was they destroyed the American economy and economies all over the world and made people sicker and commit suicide and become drug addicts from the loneliness and from the loss of income and loss of their lives.
Yep.
And so lockdowns were wrong. And then masks were wrong. I have 100 studies that show all over the world, wherever they mask the most, people got the most sick. Yep. Masks don't protect you. They make you sick.
Yep.
Speaking of carbon monoxide, the carbon monoxide winds up in your mouth when you wear a mask. So all these liberals who hate carbon monoxide, they're making humans suck in carbon monoxide all day by wearing masks.
Ridiculous.
How about vaccines? Yep. Every study shows vaccines are killing people and making people sicker, and they never work. The vaccine, the COVID vaccine, does not work. It doesn't prevent COVID, doesn't prevent hospitalization, and it doesn't prevent transmission, but it does guarantee you your immune system will fail, and you will get sicker and sicker and sicker, and in many cases die of heart attacks or die of COVID, ironically, much more likely if you take the COVID vaccine. How about the answer when you got in the hospital, Pastor Greg? They put you on a ventilator. Just today, the study came out. Up to 80% of everyone ever put on a ventilator died. They did the exact wrong thing. The ventilator kills you.
Yep.
And they gave them remdesivir, which has got to be one of the worst drugs ever in the history of the world.
Amen.
Do you know what nurses call remdesivir? This is a known fact. Nurses across America have seen, as soon as they give you remdesivir, people's organs shut down and they die. And that's the number one protocol if you're sick with COVID in a hospital.
Yep.
They give you a ventilator or remdesivir. You know what the nurses call it? Remdesivir is nicknamed Death is Near. That's how bad it is.
It's terrible.
And don't forget, they tried to talk you out of using ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, the only two drugs that actually seem to work against COVID effectively.
Absolutely.
So everything they ever told you was a lie. Everything.
We got to jump. Listen, The Great Patriot Boycott book, pick it up on Amazon. You'll have it in a day. In a day. And you'll also push Wayne's book up to be the number one seller on Amazon. You can help to accomplish that as well. That sends a message to all these woke corporations. The Great Patriot Boycott book by Wayne Allen Root and Nikki Ballou. And pick it up at Amazon today. And be sure and Root for America, R-O-O-T-F-O-R, America. Check out the website and follow Wayne over there. Wayne, God bless you. Great to have you on the program today. Thanks for being with me, man.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. And for now on, I'll come in a nice suit and I'll be ready in front of the camera for you.
I love it. Absolutely. All right.
Bye-bye. Take care. God bless.
God bless you, God bless. Man. God Bye-bye. Bless you. All right, folks, we're out of time. We're going to kick it over to Texas Fully Loaded. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.